It's time for Caveman Corner, presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert.
Well, welcome back once again to Monterey Mexican Grill. It's Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. I'm Sean Stiers, and we've got cross-country coach, we've got cross-country runners, we've got football players, we've got a little bit of everything in here with us tonight.
Yeah, this should be a fun show, and some quality athletes. We've got some seniors that have dedicated their careers to Mishawaka and Mishawaka High School.
And we look forward to that, and we are going to start with the head coach of the cross-country team, Chris Kovaleski, and we got to talk to you probably about this time last year, I guess, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, about the same time.
That's right. I think it was right before NIC meet and sectionals, which is what's coming up these next couple weeks.
Postseason. Cross-country, everything is very much geared, like with all sports, towards the postseason. But for when you're training runners, your record during the regular season, that none of that matters. So every team in the state is gearing up for their conference championships this week.
Every time, I usually get out by the Riverwalk a couple times, and I don't know if any of your runners run out there, but I always see big packs of runners out there this time
Monday,
of year.
On Monday, the Riverwalk is a traffic jam. You see St. Joe,
right.
Mishawaka, Adams, Marion, Riley, all those teams use the Riverwalk every Monday. So
it's a great backdrop to go out and do some training. So how do you feel? You coach both the boys and the girls team,
yes.
And I know you're coming off a meet at New Haven over the weekend,
down
correct?
Down in Fort Wayne, correct.
And what the girls place fifth over there, and the boys, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Boys were 13th. We got a young, developing boys program. We're kind of, you know, we're building that up. This is one of the better girls teams I've ever had. We're 23rd in the state right now, 20th to 24th, depends on the certain polls. And that's without our top stud freshman Sarah Bashara, who's currently out, and she'll be back in the postseason. And so it's an exciting group. We have three senior leaders. One of them you will talk to a little bit later, Faith Quintana, along with Kyra Young and Rachel Albera. And we have a lot of young girls on the team. So it's a great mentorship of senior leadership, kind of leading some of the young girls that we have come along.
Yeah, he talks about Sarah Bashara in the freshman race. That was earlier in the county race. She ended up right at the top of that race. And that was exciting to see because she did some great things at John Young Middle School.
She did. And she's the best freshman I've ever come into the high school program, boy or girl, as far as with times and championships won at the middle school level. And that can be tough because you're trying to temper that. You got to basically tell the parents and tell her, calm down, we're at a different level now, and to kind of, you know, just take it one week at a time. I got a little bit too anxious in her training because she looked awesome in her training. That we, you know, probably I'll take the blame on getting her hurt because I don't want the kid and the parents to feel bad. But she's the whole deal, and along with a lot of my other athletes, as far as attitude, work ethic, not just talent.
And when you talk about a freshman like that coming in, you talk about her time coming, that she's the best that you've had. That's putting her in some pretty select company.
It is, and it's tough when you've had a runner like Anna Rohr on your program. And Anna was good in middle school, but nothing like Sarah was. But Anna, kind of it's a classic, you know, even in football. You get a kid who comes in, you know, who's a two-star athlete, suddenly becomes, you know, an All-American. You get a kid who comes in who's a five-star and doesn't really do much. I really don't care what they do at the middle school level because there's so many other attributes and factors that once you get to the high school level. So she has the talent and the attitude. So right now, as my coach, my primary job is not to screw it up. So,
well, go ahead, Dean.
Well, Sean, what I was going to say, what's unique about the cross-country team in Mishawaka and similar to our track program, the last 5 or 6 years we haven't had a track to practice on or to run on. But we don't have a home track, actually a home cross-country place where we host meets. So we're always on the road for cross-country.
Yeah, the NIC does not have dual meets during the week. When we moved to the NLC in 2020, they do have Tuesday, we call them Tuesday night fights. We will be racing every Tuesday night, and we will have to go back to Wilson for our home meets. It's a big kind of argument going back between the coaches. Some coaches like to traditional Tuesday night meets. Many of them, and I'm one of those that do not, we like to focus on the Saturdays because that's our postseason, and it's the best way we feel to train runners. But so we will have to go to Wilson in 2020, but for right now, we haven't had a home cross country nor a home track meet since at least 2013.
Chris Kowaleski, he's the coach of the Mishawaka cross country teams, both the boys and the girls. And you talked about the different attributes that start to set you apart once you do get into high school. What are some of those things for your runners?
When I'm looking at athletes recruiting, is work ethic and how bad do they want it attitude. Talent is one thing, but we've all been across and seen those athletes that have a tremendous amount of talent. But, you know, when you have the talent without the desire, that's a tragedy. And so I'm looking for kids who really want it, who are self-motivated. The self-motivated is the number one attribute I look for, any athlete. And are they coachable? And if an athlete is coachable, the sky's the limit,
right?
Regardless of talent. And if you get an athlete who's coachable and they have a strong desire in addition to talent, that's a coach's dream.
So how excited are you for the new track? I mean, we looked out at it today. And
it's like Christmas. It is like Christmas that, you know, you go several years that you're going to get a Christmas, and it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. More so, not just for myself and Coach Shaw, the boys' track coach, the staff, but more for the kids. And I think we're honestly going to have some kids when they're able to get on that track for the first time who are going to shed some tears. The toughest thing was last year, we thought we were going to get the track last year. We had some construction issues. We had a workout that were out of our control. And having to tell the kids, hey, we're not getting the track, and to see the tears that the graduating class who just left, that they would be another class that would leave without a senior night. So I'm really excited to watch their faces when we're able to get on that track the first time.
And if Mishawaka Caveman fans are listening, the track is now 1 hour old. The stripers pulled out of town an hour ago. So the track is drying, and it'll be dry here in another couple hours, and then we're going to let it
I could not resist. Before I got over, I did walk out to the track, and I was walking between the lines, and I walked the entire 400 meters around the track taking a look. I couldn't resist. You know, I had to see it for the first time when everything was fully striped and painted.
Well, it's a unique looking track because of the color. It's kind of got that clay, that red clay kind of look. Are there many others like that?
Yeah,
around
that is
this
a
area?
Standard Dominion 300 level Dominion tracks. Those polythene.
I like how you know the model number.
Oh, it's a 300S.
So it is one of the better high school tracks you can get in the entire area. We right now will have the best track in the entire area that I know of. I think the best track in the entire state is Kokomo's, and we go there for the regional. But I don't think we have $1 million track, and that would have been $1.5 million if we wanted. It's like Christmas, and I'm not going to complain at all because we have more than I ever wished for in a track.
And what was unique about our situation is we had a six-lane track, and if you know Mishawaka High School, it butts right up to the high school.
Right.
So we actually had to move it out over the curb, knock down a fence, knock down a wall, and take it out. So we don't have much of a sidewalk on that end now.
Okay.
But we have an eight-lane track, and
the administration
awesome.
Did go above and beyond. And that we had there's gas lines that had to be moved. We had to work with the city. So it wasn't like the engineers came in and said, hey, this is how we can make eight lanes work. We actually had to work with a lot of moving parts. That went along to that. I thought that if we were ever going to get an eight-lane track, we were going to have to go off campus. And then it was like Mishawaka, obviously, in a city with not a lot of land available where you can put a track. So I thought we were just going to be doomed to fate to have a six-lane track for the rest of the time.
The new guy coming in, I mentioned, you know, Baker Park has – and before I even got the sentence out, people are like, no, it's going to be at Steel Stadium. We're going to figure it out. And even if it's going to take another year. So, well, there's a lot of land out there, and it was firm that we were going to have it at the high school.
The aesthetics – and people who have been to Mishawaka for football games or tracks, the aesthetics of Mishawaka High School – with the background of that school is unique. I don't realize people how special it is when you travel around the other schools across the state or even in the country, just how beautiful our track and football facility is without high school and as the background.
You got NIC coming up this weekend, sectionals the week after that, and we've got to get into a break here in just a minute. So before we do, give us a quick preview of both of those.
Okay, we have the conference and then the sectional, and then we go into the regional semi-state.
Right.
Penn is heavily favored in both the boys and girls program, unfortunately. But, you know, they got a great coaching staff over there. Our girls are it's us and Penn basically battling it out on the girls' side.
Right.
On the boys, it's going to be Penn, Riley, New Prairie, and us. Considering the boys. So The girls will be a great race. If we have a 100% healthy team, us and Penn will be a thrilling race to watch.
All right.
On the girls' side. And Penn and Riley and New Prairie and us will be a good race to watch on the boys.
All right. Sounds good, Chris. Thanks again
for
joining us. It was a pleasure as always.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate any time we can talk cross-country.
All right. Sounds good. He's Chris Kovaleski, the cross-country coach at Mishawaka High School, and we have a couple of his runners, Faith Quintana and Dylan Williams, coming in next. We've got Mishawaka quarterback Sam Shively and the rover from the defense, C.J. Fisher, after them. So we've got a lot still lined up here tonight at Monterey Mexican Grill. It's Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT. I was just ogling food as we were coming back from break at Monterey Mexican Grill. It's easy to do. The table with all the cavemen at it, cross country coaches and runners and football players, the food just came right as we were getting ready to get started in this segment with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers. We're going to be talking to Faith Quintana and Dylan Williams in just a second. Now, I want to mention, Dean, this is actually homecoming week. I inadvertently said last week was, but this is actually homecoming week, so that means a lot of different things going on
and
this
week. And
you
were right for the class of 68. They came back last week.
It
was a 50th anniversary.
They were out there cheering and everything.
Yeah, they were there. But we do have homecoming week this week for the students. We're going to have a big football tailgate on Wednesday night. That's going to be out in our parking lot. And then we don't have pep rallies in Mishawaka. We have motivational symposiums.
Ah, okay.
So Friday, 2:15, we're going to have a motivational symposium. That'll get everybody fired up for the weekend, and that includes our soccer teams who are going to start playing in the tournament here real soon, and our football players and cross country. So we've got a lot of things happening right now. Our tennis team's playing really well this year as well.
All right. Sounds it. Faith, is this a real thing, the motivational symposium? Is he just making that? That's a real thing. Tell me what happens at these motivational symposiums.
All the homecoming people come out the court, and
I think last year they had a little bit of dancing going on too,
sometimes,
or dance contest.
Sometimes Mr. Buckman plays in the band. Yeah.
All right. Well, we were just talking with Coach Kovaleski about the new track that is now official. Mr. Hubbard here was just telling us about the stripes being painted on the track this afternoon. Have you got a chance to actually see it yet? How excited are you about the new track finally being there?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I saw it kind of today on my run. I haven't gone on it since the lines went on, but I'm pretty excited that we can actually have home meets this year.
Dylan, how about you?
I'm really excited because, like, these past few years for track has been kind of tough, always having to go to John Young or something to do our practices and get, like, speed workouts in. And it's just really nice to have, like, our own track finally, and one that's not, like, full of holes and everything like that.
That's always good, right?
Yeah.
The track without the holes is the best kind of track, I always find. So you're a member of both cross country and the track team. What do you run when track season is here?
I usually do long distance. So I do, like, the mile and the 3200, but I also do, like, the 4x8 and the 800.
Have you always been – how long have you been a runner?
Ever since 7th grade, so about going on 6-7 years now, almost.
Tell me what you like the most about being a distance runner, especially, because that's something when I was younger that I could just never get into. It's one thing to run for training, but it's another thing to actually do it as your sport, I've always kind of thought.
It's definitely something that isn't for everyone, but it's really it makes you feel so accomplished when you can do it. I think that's part of the reason why I do it, too. It's because it just makes me feel good that I can do something that a lot of people struggle with. But also, like, with the high school, the family aspect is what I really love about the sport, because it just makes us all come together, and we know that we're all in pain. So when race day comes, we know that we can tough it out for each other.
You guys are both seniors. I'd like for both of you to talk about when you came in as freshmen, and then Coach Kovaleski, you must think he's like a mad scientist at the beginning, but by the time you're a senior, you understand it, and you guys are probably training some of the freshmen to say, okay, this is why Coach wants us to do this.
Yeah, I was really excited my freshman year to come in, and now I'm probably going to be pretty sad to leave, but I still remember, like, all the seniors when I was a freshman, so it's like a good reminder for me to always like be a good example to the freshmen and leave them with good advice and stuff.
Yeah, Dylan, what's maybe something Coach preaches to you guys that you know, okay, this is something that he's going to tell us, and he's going to tell us this every year?
The practice and the miles matter, and that, like, you can, like, practice all you can, and you can, like, get in best shape you can, but come race day, the mental toughness is what's really going to matter. And that's something, like, I've struggled with myself over the past couple years, because I get stressed out for races and everything, but I tell myself that if I push myself mentally, I'm going to be able to push myself physically and be a better runner.
Do you find carryover of that into other areas of your life with your studies and just different things like that?
Most definitely. Like, I get stressed out with school a lot too, and usually I always just tell myself to keep pushing through it, because it's just like a 5K race. It's like I'm on the 4K, almost the 5K. Just got to push a little bit further.
Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, Faith, I was going to ask you, the sectional championship that you won last year, it's become kind of a Mishawaka thing. I mean, it was my first sectional champion, and so I was out there, and I saw Faith come. I'm like, yes, this is it. This, you know, being the director of athletics, you've got all these sports going on, but it was such a proud moment for me. But I can't imagine for you in the last couple years to see some of your teammates win, but then as you came down the hill at Erskine knowing that you were going to win, what was that feeling like for you?
It was really exciting. A lot of it had to do with, like, just believing in myself, because the year before, I knew I had a shot to win it, and I started, like, fading back towards then, but luckily one of my teammates was right behind me, and she took the win, which I'm really glad for. And then last year, I was, I just knew, like, it would be up to me to keep the streak, probably, so...
One of the moments that I remember, not just her coming across the finish line, but one of the girls fell, one of the girls from an opposing team, and you were the first to cross the finish line, but she was seven or eight or nine girls down, and she went and helped pick her up, and it was such great. I saw some of the other girls from our rival schools come up and congratulate you, and it just made me feel good, because when you have those rivals telling you congratulations, you were awesome, and then taking pictures with you, you know that you've made some friends through the years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what now, with both of you being seniors, this is going to be your last NIC meet, your last sectionals, regionals,
cry,
the whole thing.
I know.
So what's kind of your approach, kind of knowing that this is now going to be the last go-round for both of you these next few weeks? Hopefully deep into October, I guess, right?
Definitely is bittersweet, and I'm not trying to think about, like, the end right now. So, like, come in NIC, I want to focus on NIC and push through that. And then come sectionals, I want to push through that. But right now, it just makes me want to work even harder, because, like, these past few years, I've been on teams where, like, we've said we wanted to go further than what we have, and we never really lived up to it. And I just want to actually live up to what we've said.
Before I let Faith answer that same question, as a senior, Coach Kowalewski was kind of talking about a young boys program. So have you kind of taken it upon yourself, leadership and things like that, to kind of try to bring these guys along before you leave the program?
Definitely, because after my senior class graduates, our cross-country team, the guys at least, is going to be actually really young and inexperienced, and I try and do my best this year to show them the ropes and show them what it actually means to be a caveman and part of this cross-country team.
All right. Sounds good. Faith, last go-around. The question to you.
Yeah, it's really motivating, especially my other teammates, Rachel and Kyra, we're all seniors. So it's like we're just all trying to, like, do our very best for our last time around.
Is it kind of keeping your eyes on the prize? Because I know you guys would love to get to state this year, and you know you've got a very, very difficult road to get there. But does that motivate you each practice to say, if we can do this, we know we have a chance this year?
Yeah, I think we all know we have a pretty good chance, and we're all, like, working together to push each other. Like, we'll remind each other if someone's, like, falling behind. Like we want to go to state, right? And it's... Yeah, it's a good motivation for us.
Yeah, one of the great things about our cross-country programs is you see them cheering for each other and pushing each other, and even in practice, these kids work together. The boys want the girls to do well, and the girls want the guys to do well, so that's a lot of fun to watch.
All right, sounds good. Faith Quintana, Dylan Williams, thank you both for coming in tonight, and good luck to you here as you get ready for NIC and sectionals and on down the road.
Thank you.
We're going to take a timeout. We've got a couple football players coming in next. Sam Shively and C.J. Fisher, along with Dean Hubbard, the athletic director at Mishawaka. I'm Sean Stiers, and this is Caveman Corner on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard, I'm Sean Stiers. We're joined now by a couple of football players. We've got the quarterback, Sam Shively, and from the defense, he does a little bit more than just play defense, but we'll talk about that, the Rover, C.J. Fisher. So Sam's got the microphone in his hand first, and you guys are coming off that win over Elkhart Central Friday night to improve to 5-1 overall, now 3-0 in the NIC. I guess there was so much more experience coming into this season compared to last season, starting maybe with you, since last year was your first year as the quarterback. So when you guys came into this season, you've got a new head coach and the whole thing. What were your goals? What were your expectations coming into this year?
Coming into this year, I honestly was not sure, because we had an inexperienced O-line, and our O-line is key.
Right.
If they have to be good for us to be successful. And they were inexperienced, and I wasn't sure what was actually going to happen this year. But they've stepped up this year, and they've done their job. So,
and that's kind of something we were talking to Coach Shaw about, that very thing last week. And I asked him, what was your biggest question on offense? And that's exactly what he said, the offensive line, because it's not like you lost some guys who weren't any good. You lost some really good linemen from last year's line.
Yeah.
And you take care of those boys, right? Peyton used to buy his offensive linemen cowboy boots and things. So you help him out a little bit, right?
I haven't yet, but I will.
All right, yeah. We had a couple of them here last week, and they did up the Monterey.
That's
right. They were filling up.
That's right. Everyone's having the burrito. Sam, I'll let you hand that to CJ here real quick. Now, CJ, as I said, you're the Rover on the defense, and that's a new position for you. You were safety last year, kind of like Drew Tranquil. You went from – playing safety to playing that Rover, because you guys switched to the 4-2-5. So, one, what do you think of this new defensive scheme, and then two, the new position you're playing in it this year?
I really like the 4-2-5. It kind of gives us the option to defend. I mean, we can defend both the run and the pass with it. The four down linemen really help. You can't really stop any run game with only three down linemen. And then the five defensive backs, we can align to any formation. It gives us a lot of flexibility back there.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing, is you guys have played such diverse, different offenses from just about week in and week out. You go from a wide-open passing attack like Adams a few weeks ago to grind it out New Prairie just a couple of weeks ago, and you're able to adapt and beat both teams. What maybe is the most challenging offense that you've seen this year?
The most challenging offense would most definitely be probably New Prairie. Just the whole nine lineman, two running back scheme is unique.
Now, CJ, you guys have come up with some turnovers the last few weeks. It kind of started with the Adams game, and that must have been fun to see the confidence building and fly into the ball, but then be rewarded with some picks and fumble recoveries.
Yeah, that was huge. It's always nice when you can get some turnovers. It just makes the game a lot easier. You don't have to grind out a stop. You can just one play can change the possession.
Yeah, Sam, I got to ask you. You said last week that you didn't care who scored. You just wanted to win the game. But at the end of the day, when they were calling your number, it must have been like, all right, that whole drive down there was just methodical. You guys took a lot of time off the clock. But then when it was time to punch it in, you must have trusted your offensive line and then found that hole. I lost you in the camera because we were showing you, and it was like he should be right there, and then all of a sudden you snuck around that left side. So there must have been a hole that you saw that maybe some other people didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Before that play, Coach told me what the play was going to be. And I got to the line, and I wasn't quite sure about it, but then I trusted that we were going to execute our assignments, and I told one of our halfbacks to change his assignment and just go block, and I'll follow him, and that really worked, and we scored. So,
I hear that you like to change plays a little bit out there. How much of that is just you sort of seeing something like that every now and then, and just the difference in experience playing in your second season as the quarterback in this offense?
A lot of times we'll come out and it'll be a set play, but it won't really be a good look at that look that we're getting. So I'll have to adjust to the play and change it to what would be a good play. So,
you guys have played some good teams so far. I mean, you talk about the Adams team throwing the ball so well, and at Marist you had some challenges there, and you knew New Prairie was going to be great. Elkhart Central came with everything they had and had a great running game. For you guys, for it to come down to those final minutes, it must have been special in one sense. But at the other sense, you've got championship experience playing baseball. Was there maybe a calm about you that, hey, this is why we play? Here we are in the final minutes driving down. And then the defense, it was still put on you guys to make the stop at the end.
I mean, our offense, for sure, we wanted the ball. With that 6 minutes left, we wanted it. We knew that we were going to drive that down and we were going to kill some clock. And we trusted ourselves to get in the end zone. So, yep.
And just when they got the ball back, you knew they had a great quarterback, great running game. To be able to seal the deal, the game wasn't over.
Oh, yeah. We put in a dime package for that exact situation. And we feel like we're well prepared for every situation. Our coaches do a great job of keeping us ready.
Sure.
CJ, we were talking earlier before we went on the air and kind of about Elkhart Central and Mark Brownlee, their running back. I mean, he was a guy kind of like your guy, Chris Harness. They both had over 900 yards going into that game last Friday night. And in the first half, he managed to find some holes and make some plays, but you guys really bottled him up in the second half. What was the biggest adjustment that allowed you to do that?
I think our linebackers just they refocused on their keys, and they everyone just kind of took a breath and remembered the assignments we worked on all week, and we just got the job done.
I want to ask both of you guys just about their tradition, because you walk through Steel Stadium and the tunnel, and not every place has that. But to know this place has been there since 1939, you look in the locker room and the tradition up there. Can you feel that when you're putting on the uniform, or maybe looking, or maybe even talking to some of the coaches or former players, of just how much they appreciated being part of the Caveman family?
Oh, certainly. It's special. I've gone to games ever since I was, like 4 years old, and I've always just dreamed of playing high school football, and when I finally got there, it was special being in the locker room and just going out there playing on the field in between those stadium seats. There's nothing like it.
Sam Dean was mentioning baseball, and you guys are actually both three-sport guys. You play football, you play basketball, you play on the baseball team as well. You guys won that sectional last spring on the baseball diamond, and then in the first round of regionals, you beat Penn, and you're actually committed to pitch at Taylor University next year, and you got to start that sectional against Penn and against a pretty good pitcher on the other side in Ryan Lynch. So what was that like to kind of be on the mound for that and to be able to beat the team that's your biggest rival in a game of that magnitude?
Coming into that, I definitely had a chip on my shoulder because I did not want to lose to them again. I knew we should have beat them the first time I pitched against them, and I really just wanted that win. So I dug deep, and I found out how to win that.
And that was just a couple weeks earlier that Penn got them in the last inning, and so it was pretty fresh in their memory. But going back to that sectional run and the championship, that was a great run. You guys beat Plymouth. It was at LaPorte, and then you get to the championship game and win that, and then to win in the regional, that was amazing. Talk about that, CJ, just the run that you guys had and the excitement, and that probably helps you this season too, just with the confidence and building together and knowing that you can win those close games.
Oh, it was certainly special. We have a lot of guys from that baseball team that play football, and it's kind of a mentality, we won by one run, and we got out hitting those games, but we just stick to our game plan, which was don't make errors on defense and capitalize on their mistakes on offense. And it's kind of the same way for football. Even if we're down, we stay calm, and we just find it's just a knack for winning. And I think Mishawaka has that.
Sean, we had a cool story. We had I promised them fire trucks if they won the sectional, we'd have fire trucks waiting, and they're coming into town, and we had cameras and families and people waiting.
Right.
And they got to the school, and the fire truck stopped. And I'm not sure who needed to get on the fire truck, but what was that about? Because I never did find out, because the fire truck stopped, and I'm like, well, you're supposed to go by the school. And then all of a sudden they came by. What was up with that?
A.J. Rosebush took – I think he went home separately because he had something going on. But then he got it resolved, and he was missing out on the fire truck, so he was on the side of the road, and we pulled over to the side, and he hopped on the bus to come celebrate with us.
Yeah. Okay, that's going back to June. I never did figure that one out. I was like, well, wait a minute. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Sam, watching you play quarterback, and, I mean, obviously an option quarterback is different than your traditional quarterback, but I noticed on the roster it looks like you bulked up about 20 pounds or so from last year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you, I mean, when you're an option quarterback, you guys are laughing. Is that true? Did you really put on 20?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So 12 and a half. So in any case, you look like you really kind of relish the contact out there. How do you kind of approach playing quarterback in that offense?
Honestly, it doesn't matter who's lined up against me. I'm just going to run the ball as hard as I can. Coach tells me 3 yards is a good play, so I'm trying to get that 3 yards every single play, and if I get more, I get more.
Well, we've had an amazing atmosphere this year at the first two home games.
Absolutely.
We've got home games coming up 7 o'clock this Friday night against St. Joe, and then we take on Marion again at home the following Friday night, October 5th. So you guys must enjoy the atmosphere, the new video board, and it just seems like there's an excitement. And obviously, as you guys are playing and winning, it creates that buzz even more.
Oh, absolutely. It's very exciting, especially with all the new features, all the fans that we get, and I think this week's going to be even more exciting with it being homecoming, all the even more fans that we're going to get right there. So,
well, and I want to thank both of you guys. You're working with Champions Together and helping out everybody, and inclusion at Mishawaka High School is a big deal. So helping that program out, thank you very much for all the things that you do, not just with football and baseball and those sports, but also for other kids around the school.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks for coming out tonight. Great season so far, and best of luck the rest of the way. Looking forward to it because, I mean, the schedule doesn't get any easier. You got St. Joe, Marion, and Penn. And I mean, those are going to be some pretty big matchups, but I think you guys are definitely up for the challenge. We're excited to be out there for it. We look forward to seeing you basketball season here in a couple months as well. Thanks for coming out. Sam Shively, CJ Fisher, Chris Kovaleski, the track and cross country coach, Faith Quintana, and Dylan Williams as well. Any final thoughts, Dean?
No, we just appreciate WSBT and Monterey hosting us here, and we would like to invite people to come out every Monday.
Try the burritos. They're not bad.
They are very good.
That's right. Thanks, guys. All right, so for Dean Hubbard and Jerry Janowski back in the studio, and for everybody else, I'm Sean Steyers. We will talk to you next week, Caveman Corner, right here at Monterey Mexican Grill on WSBT.